what was offered up was a human sacrifice, a human body and soul that was represented in the Lord Jesus Christ. And his soul being tormented, his soul an offering for sin, that word offering means it was done willingly. He wasn't forced into this, but he came and did it willingly, voluntarily, out of honor for his father. I liken it to when Abraham took Isaac up on that mountain. And Isaac realized that he was to be the sacrifice. He was the one that God said to offer up. We don't read where Isaac was wrestling with his dad and trying to get away. He willingly laid down and was tied as a sacrifice to that altar. Clearly, it was never God's purpose to sacrifice Isaac, but to give a picture of what it was for God, who spared not his son, but delivered him up. God provided a substitutionary ram to take the place of Isaac, and that represents Christ in the place of the sinner. But in his willingness, he offered up his soul. He made his soul an offering for sin, his soul bearing that wrath of God. And when we talk about the wrath of God being poured out on Christ, it wasn't that God hated then his son. The word wrath has to do with justice satisfied. I liken it to a courtroom. It could be a judge reading a sentence, sending somebody to the death chamber. And he does it according to the law. He's not yelling and screaming. He's not angry at the or he's reading the law. He's acting according to the law. And this is what the father did with his son. When it talks about his soul being tormented, even as we are reading here in Psalm 143, it has to do with what was necessary for God to be satisfied and therefore to declare righteous those for whom Christ paid the debt. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. Christ didn't come to earth and do this for himself. He did it for that people that the Father purposed to save. And he willingly came. The afflicted people. Doesn't say thou shalt hope to save, but thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. Who are the haughty, but those that think that somehow by their works of righteousness they're going to obtain favor with God. There's nothing but condemnation awaits any that live and die in that pride. For thou art my lamp. That word is actually the candlestick. Think of the candlestick in the temple. It represented Christ the light. O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. You think about Christ coming in the flesh. There was no man more hated in all the world than him. The contempt that he had. It says he came unto his own received him not. Every day they got up seeking a way to kill him. And yet they couldn't lay a hand on him until it was time determined by God himself. I've run through a troop. Think about the times when they surrounded our Lord after, in Luke 4, they took him over, wanted to cast him off a cliff, and he walked right through them.
So at first glance in reading this chapter, I realize it's much like reading a book of genealogies. If you've ever been a guest in somebody's home where they're all caught up in genealogies, and you, after they get done at the dinner table, you sit in the living room and they bring out these books of genealogies that they've been working on. You know, it's of interest to the person working on it because there's some link to it. But if you get caught looking at it, those names mean nothing to you. Thinking, okay, how many more pages of this are we gonna go through? My wife and I met a couple last night coming out of IHOP when we were going in, and somebody we know, and she had just gotten back from Baton Rouge and all excited about being down there, walking through the tombstones and monuments and reading, getting names. This is what she's into now, all these genealogies and all the excitement over this. And we're just standing there thinking, okay, we're about ready to go ahead and grab us something to eat. But it was no interest to me, because it just, I was detached from everything that she was saying, but it was of interest to her. Now, when we come to this particular portion, we do have an interest in this history. I know you may be scratching your head wondering, what kind of interest do we have in this? Well, let me tell you. Let me give you three things here. First of all, it's because it's the history of our Lord Jesus Christ.